Back at the Coke booth at the 2013 NAFB annual meeting, Greg Schwab is with me, and you're the director of agronomy for Coke. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are talking about and what you guys are looking forward to for planting for 2014.
Yeah, so 2014 is going to be an exciting year. We had a relatively good year this past year. Farmers, most parts of the country, had higher than what they expected harvests. So now we're just encouraging them to think about next year and planning for their nutrient applications next year.
How important is it to get the application process started? You know, when's the right time to do that, and how important is it to take care of that?
Yeah, I know on our own family farm, we're thinking about fertilizer purchases in December for next year, and I think that's most farms are doing that. And so it's going on right now. It's top of mind right now for most farmers.
And is some of that because, you know, we're coming off harvest, we're seeing what everything did, you know, you have to kind of go back and tweak things. You know, it's right at that end. Is that really where that comes from?
Yeah, so farmers don't want to wait till the last minute to plant anything, you know. So who knows how early the spring will be. And so now is a great time. Everything's harvested, and so it's a great time to be planting.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, this year and looking ahead to next year. What did we learn this year?
Yeah, so farmers learn that, you know, they have to be prepared for loss of fertilizer, nitrogen loss especially. And so last year was relatively dry until spring, and then it got wet, and everybody knows what happened as far as the crop production season. And so what we're encouraging farmers to do is think about how they're going to apply those nutrients and then plan for the losses that could happen.
Well, you can't ever predict Mother Nature, obviously, and this year kind of tested everything. What is it that they need to, I mean, aside from losses, you just really don't know. That late wetness, the late planting, the dry, the late wetness, and now the cold.
Right. So that's where our products like Agritain, Agritain Plus, and Super U fit in. So farmers don't know what's going to happen with the weather. But if you use a product that protects that nitrogen, then it's safe really pretty regardless of what happens weather-wise. And so that's what we're encouraging farmers to do, is to think about what their loss mechanisms are and then choose the appropriate product for that condition.
Sounds excellent. Well, 2014 will, of course, prove to be entertaining and interesting. What are you hoping to see next year? What if it is a drought again? What if it is too wet?
Well, we're hoping not to see a drought, for sure. So we're hoping to see high crop production again next year. We're confident that farmers are going to make good decisions, use products appropriately, Agritain Plus products where they're needed, and have a really good year.
How does the application process, now that it's becoming so specific, how does that make your job maybe a little more fun?
Yeah, so it's always a different question. You know, every farmer you talk to has a different situation, and it's a great challenge to help direct those guys on what's the best product.